This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
First fucking day on the job, pro, huh? I'm gonna start calling you pro.
Never said I was a pro.
What? Pro jock.
Hey, we're jocking it up, everybody. Recording on February 18th. It's TGO Radio.
Oh. Give me a minute. I got more important fucking business here. I gotta bookmark this fucking album.
I can't believe you never... Jeff, it was almost like a confession. Jeff told me a few minutes ago he never heard Back in Black by AC/DC all the way through.
Never listened to it start to finish.
Whoa, that's wild.
Well, that's wild.
That is wild stuff. Have you heard about Back in Black? Have you seen it?
Have you heard about that?
Have you seen Back
Jeff
in Black?
Jeff Durant hasn't listened to that album. Huh? Have you heard?
Unbelievable. He's an idiot. Well, I'm not saying idiot, but gee whiz, buddy. Yeah. If you ever want to watch me with my pants off for a prolonged period of time.
Excuse me?
Netflix announced yesterday they're going to have a Ronda Rousey Gina Carano fight in late May. Oh, buddy.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be sitting on my couch sans pants.
Your fucking dick is going to be buddy, beat up worse than either one of those two chicks.
It's going to be begging for mercy, my cock.
Fucking cock is tapping out already.
Woo. Too bad it couldn't have been 10 years ago, but I will definitely watch that fight. I remember reading Ronda Rousey's first book. I know why people don't like her. I've always kind of had the hots for Ronda Rousey. I read her first book years ago, and my big take, I couldn't tell you a thing about it, except that she made romantic decisions that were so bad.
Yeah.
I knew I had a chance. That's buddy, and you can't
That's funny.
You can't be that strong as a human and make decisions like she made very bad romantic decisions. And I closed that book and went, I got a chance to fuck this girl. 100%.
I'm still in.
100% have a chance to fuck that girl.
That's great.
Not now, but you know, years ago when the first book came
out. So I was saying, did you?
No. I mean, because how do you sell that? You know, get hold of Ronda and go, hey, I noticed you make bad sexual decisions.
Yeah.
How'd you like to make another one?
Yeah. Yeah. One more.
Buddy, she'd have murdered me. in the best condition of my life, she'd have fucking run circles around me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What? How she's got to be getting up there now, yeah. Getting ready to get out of the fighting game, huh?
Yeah, she. So the only fight she came back for was Gina Carano. They put out a hype video.
Yeah.
And Gina Carano, she was in The Mandalorian. She kind of beefed up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know who you're talking about now.
She's lost some weight. She's got a fucking rack, don't she? She looks great.
Yeah?
Yeah, buddy. Look. Yeah,
huh.
That's it for the hype video. But boy, I'll tell you what, she's lost a lot of weight. Carano has.
Yeah,
and yep, I will be furiously jerking my lubed fit, my lubed cock on at the end of May.
What was it? She got kicked? Not kicked off the. There was some controversy. She said something or
I so
whatever. Or
don't
that whole fucking.
Don't let me lie to you because I don't know the honest answer to this. My memory of it is. She said something vaguely Republican.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then got kicked off Mandalorian by Disney and then ended up suing them, I think, and won, I think.
Yeah, I think she did. I think you're right.
But I don't know the particulars of it. When Trump is president, you can't say anything vaguely Republican. So to be honest, I don't know what she said, to be perfectly honest.
I don't remember either, but yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was something, yeah, moderately right-leaning.
I bet Netflix is paying those girls a fucking fortune. Shit. Did they pay Jake Paul, like, multiple dozens of millions of dollars to have Anthony What's-His-Face cave his fucking skull in a few months ago?
we should be able to get that fight on our streaming service, right?
Yes. Yeah. There is a... That scene in... Late in a fight, or Jake Paul eats that right cross. My dad would have called it. He had his wheelbase shortened.
Oh yeah.
And buddy, woo.
Yep.
I think his jaw was broken in two places.
Oh, fuck yeah, he fucked never, him up, man.
Yeah, I just love seeing a guy who deserves it get his fucking head caved in. Oh, was that great?
Get his fucking clock.
Oh, there's nothing better than a guy who deserves it.
Shit.
You know, and I hate to say this, but his brother, Logan.
Yeah, Logan.
Signed a full-time contract with WWE.
Wow.
And he's got no business being as good as he is. He's awfully good. He's a natural athlete.
Huh.
He's naturally hateable. People want to hate him.
Yeah.
And they do. He's playing a heel character, so, you know, he's got to do that role. Really solid pro wrestler.
Hmm.
But he was a part-timer for a couple years, just went full-time, and no formal training as far as I know.
Wow.
As far now, I might be wrong on that, but anyway, gee whiz, everybody, it's TGO Radio again. So, you know, we've been recording for 4 weeks because we have next week off, so.
Well, that's right, yeah, we do, don't we? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't.
Fucking four grueling fucking weeks.
I think after this, the most weeks we have in a row is like seven, I think, after this.
Yeah.
Seven or eight, okay. Yeah. Okay. We don't have to do multiple shows in a week until summertime. Because we've got this one tomorrow, or our next week. Then the 21st anniversary show, we've already got that in the hole, or in the can. And then we're out August, I think, before we have another. Or no, it's July 4th, I apologize.
Okay.
Yeah. So we get into June, we'll have to start doing, you know, some stuff. But I told you, I got 4 weeks built into the season and then 12 at the end. And 52-week year, and we're taking the Johnny Carson schedule. We're taking 16 off. Well, we're old and we're tired. And that's it.
Hmm.
Ooh, you know what?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a bubble.
Ooh.
It was a little bubble. What's going on?
Ah, fucking heat wave today,
buddy. Tell
me, man, isn't this beautiful? God damn!
Check local listings, but was a foot of ice everywhere in this fucking tri-state area,
and it's gone,
and it's all gone.
Yes, because it reached, I think, almost 70 degrees today. Or...
Yeah, it was 65 when I left.
Fucking nice
to run my errands.
That's got to be a record for this time of the year.
I thought I heard him say it was 66 was the record. Maybe,
yeah?
I mean, yeah, maybe we got it, but I don't know, man. It was, I'll do 70, you know. It starts getting up.
I'll do 69.
I'd fucking kill a girl. I could only 69 with a girl half my weight. And you know, like, anyone my size, first of all, she'd fucking suffocate me. Did you have the same reaction I had when Jesse Jackson died?
Oh, I don't remember.
To the Deadpool to see if he was on your list?
Yeah, well, I was pretty sure he wasn't.
But you had Farrakhan, and yeah. I confused him. So yeah. I was like, fuck, cunt. Somebody texted me, it was like, Jesse Jackson died, and I went, fuck. Goddamn, Jeff got a point, and I ran, it was Farrakhan. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
None of us picked Robert Duvall, who's 95.
I know.
None of us picked, I'll tell you who, Marion Ross is 97.
Ooh.
We didn't even think about it.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Who's texting me? I'm with you.
All those headhunters looking for you.
My buddy Mike will text me and be like, you know, what is so-and-so, or who is this, and what is, you know, or, and I'll go, if only you had access to a fucking device that you could look anything in the world up and find the answer to. So he sent me a text message this morning, this dopey old cocksucker. I'm watching Kelly and whoever.
Oh, one of the morning shows there.
Right, and they got Wendell Pierce on.
Who?
Okay. So I go, and he's telling me, he's of course, because he's, you know, he's telling me the whole story of Wendell Pierce. I don't give a fuck. Okay? So then I texted Mike this morning. I go, who's Wendell Pierce? And this cocksucker had the nerve to text me back just now.
If only you had a dope.
He goes, oh, no, Google Wendell Pierce and check out his story. And I'm like, you Google from now on, you fucking asshole. Some nerve on you.
What, is fucking Mike out of work, too? You guys just fucking out of work together? Or
I don't know what the fuck his deal is. He's waiting for his mom to die.
You know, no. I purchased the home that I grew up in when my father passed away.
Well, if you hum a few bars, maybe I'll pick it up.
And, you know, so I've lived in the same house for a good chunk of my life.
Well,
but,
okay.
But there was a part of it during my young adult years where I did not. Mike has lived in that house since we were kids, right?
He struck out on his own a couple of times.
Oh, did he?
But never more than 6 to 9 to 12 months. Then he comes falling back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
He's in his early 60s.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't realize he was that much older than us. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's not that much, but
he stoops when he walks, so.
Oh, he's an old Jew.
I fucking said to my brother yesterday, goes, I got to go to a doctor. He said, I fell down a few times. And this, and I said, you've been working with your body since you were a teenager.
No shit.
And now you're pushing 50, and I got news for you. In a year or two, you got to find a fucking desk because it's almost over.
Yeah.
And then my dad's wife today tells me that was trying to read something and he couldn't see it. She had to give him a pair of cheaters to read something. It's like, oh, I can't wait to bust his fucking balls over that.
God, it's funny. I still think your brother is a little kid. Mm. Yeah, I just do. I was telling me and my son were out in the garage over the weekend, radio was on, and the song Legs came on by ZZ Top. And
I've soured on that song since as I've
Well,
because
they fucking, Jesus Christ, man, played it every fucking 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's a million times song.
But your brother, I had to tell him, Brian's brother always used to think that song was Sheep's Got Legs.
I have no memory of that, really.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was a little kid, though.
He was. Well, that was 83 when that, or 84 when that song came out. 83, I think. Your brother was still pretty little.
He was born in 79.
Okay, yeah.
My brother's ability, and I don't envy a lot of, I'm not one of those guys that gets jealous or envies a lot. When I was young, I had a bit of a jealousy issue, but now that I'm older, I don't have it.
Yeah.
But I am jealous of my brother's capacity to see anything. and instantly know how to turn it into complete chaos. And I've always been jealous of that with my brother. I remember we used to work at a septic company together years ago, my brother and I. And we were in the field office where they kept the big equipment. And he walked past a car, you know, one of the guys that worked there, and saw a wrench sitting on the driver's seat and fucking reached it, grabbed this wrench, and tied like 15 knots in the seat belt around this wrench. I'm here to tell you,
Jesus Christ,
lost my mind. But it was no quicker. I mean, it was no, I mean, than like me touching this monitor. That's how quick he reached it. It was on his capacity for chaos is admirable.
That's funny.
Oh, it fucking just makes me laugh. And when he dies before me, and he will, I'll tell that story at his funeral.
Yeah.
Just, man, I got a plan, stuff like that. I can't see, you know, I can make fun of you, but the capacity for chaos I don't have. You know, I could bust your balls in 2 seconds flat, but
yeah.
What I can't do is that, you know.
Literally bust your balls.
Oh, I can literally bust your balls.
Oh, Buster Balls. I wonder how he's doing.
I remember 2 jobs ago I was walking down the road, and we had a guy whose job was to... It's to work with the homeless downtown. Hey, do you have a place to stay? Do you have a place, you know, find a place to eat? You got to be clean and da da da. You know, he just kind of, you know, that was his job. We were walking toward each other on a street one time, and he had on a, you know, short sleeve collared shirt. You know, yeah. And I said, as he comes, I go, hey man, I go, what'd you do to the Puerto Rican you stole that shirt from? He's like, fuck you, ops. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Really shouldn't steal clothes from the homeless. God damn.
That's my capacity. Like, I can see something and
yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm. But my brother is just an agent of fucking mayhem. He really is. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, you know what?
Ooh, the fuck did you eat today?
I had a 12-count chicken gimmick from Chicken Filet and a large waffle fries. Only about half of them were edible.
Yeah, yeah. It
was a rare misstep from the Chicken Filet.
What was wrong with them? Undercooked?
There's old.
Oh, yeah.
On the chicken. Let me not say old, but waffle fries can't get cold. You got to mile those fuckers down immediately. Yeah. And I didn't do that.
Yeah, you got to get them.
And serves me right.
Yeah, get them before they turn to stone. Before they turn back into a potato.
Potato. Yeah, we'll make that. All right, you want to go to some news?
Yeah, let's go to some news.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
That, of course, is TGO Radio's own American Hitler.
It's known as the world's biggest gay festival at sea, but they dropped anchor when 5 men...
Boy, did they!
Among other things.
Dropped anchor and fucking upped ankles.
Is that code? Dropped anchor?
If it isn't, it is now.
They dropped anchor, daddy. Spit it out, Durant.
Dropped anchor the other night, but all I hit was a mud hole.
Dropped anchor. Like it was hot, I bet.
Let's see, but they dropped anchor when 5 men tried to board the Royal Caribbean Symphony of the Seas for the party with drugs.
Oh no! A gay party with drugs?
I can't feature it.
Oh, my God. Look, you homosexuals can have your party, but you're not getting drunk. You're not getting high.
It is unprecedented for gays to have drugs at a party. It is something to loosen that asshole up. I don't blame you. Holy smokes. Ecstasy.
Oh.
GBL. Lots of that. Ketamine. So they were down for a good time.
They were looking to have some fun.
Well, that's, you know, again, ecstasy, sedatives, you know,
yeah,
ketamine, anything to open that hole up, you know.
Just relax.
Using the whole fist, Doc? Whoa. Just relax. Moon River.
Sheriff's office arrested Joshua Eddy, Hoyden Lee, Adam Jones, Brad Kloa, and Joshua Jenkins. They tried to bring drugs on board, narcotics, police say methamphetamine, and ketamine, among others. They're facing charges.
Oh, man, these cats were ready to party.
Man.
It'll be in July. I'll make a couple of burgers and have a beer. That's getting wild for me. These cats are these fucking meth, ketamine, ecstasy. Fucking.
On the high seas, no doubt.
Mm.
Fucking cruising for a prolapse.
Well, there's your show title. Cruising apostrophe N for a prolapse.
Charges from possession to trafficking drugs.
Yeah.
God, can you imagine a cruise ship full of gays?
Jeff, I can't imagine a cruise ship full of other adults.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm with you there. It doesn't really matter what you're...
No.
Oh, God. It just sounds like the worst time ever to me.
I don't care if you're pounding ass or if you're just, you know, 60-year-olds who, you know, arrested development and you're drinking all day just because you're on a cruise and you're fucking hammered at 2 in the afternoon. I don't have patience for any of that fucking nonsense. Yuck.
Ugh.
I heard that when gay guys come out of anesthesia, they don't have the gay voice, and that made me very happy. And it makes sense because it's a learned affectation. So, like, I learned to talk like this. Hey, you know, girl. And then you come out of anesthesia and it's like, did it go well? That makes total sense to me. Didn't that fascinate you?
Jay Moore.
Is that Jay Moore? It's suddenly his voice.
It's about time we get Jay Moore back in the rotation here on TGL
Radio.
Yes,
yeah.
He's everywhere. I didn't see that fucking cat for years. All of a sudden, he's on every fucking podcast. I'm seeing him everywhere. Yeah.
Wow. Good.
Gay voice is an affectation, Jeff. Oh, this is a great story. You're going to fucking hate.
All out here to have fun. Nobody's getting paid enough out here to make it worth that kind of intensity.
Pickleball players in Volusia County reacting after a friendly match turned into a kitchen showdown in Port Orange.
Jeff,
a kitchen showdown.
Buddy, 20 people in a riot. 20 oldsters.
In a pickleball riot?
In a pickleball riot. You got 20 of them.
Fucking dentures everywhere.
Your fucking hips displaced.
Oh my God,
dentures Jesus. Hither and yon.
Fucking. Shitty Depends.
Oh, yeah.
God. Oh, gross.
Buddy, pussy that old. You know what that tastes like?
What?
It depends.
Ew.
I fucking love that joke.
Somebody hit somebody with a
walker. Fucking my hip popped out of place. Hey.
Fucking pickleball.
Hey. Hey, pickleball, god damn it. Yeah.
Boy, these motherfuckers take that shit seriously, though.
Don't they,
damn.
Though?
Boy, I'm sorry. You know what? I got better fucking things to do than to be competitive over anything. I just don't give a fuck.
Let's say Trixie...
Probably why I failed so bad at sports in high school, because I wasn't competitive.
Let's say Trixie comes to you and goes, listen, Saturday, my girlfriend so-and-so... her boyfriend want us to go play pickleball.
Okay, I would go play pickleball.
Okay.
No, I would go play, but I'm not going to get angry over somebody, you know, well, that ball was on the line and that should be a point. Take the point. I don't give a flying fuck.
I'd love to see Jeff get mad, slam his paddle down and fucking
you know
storm
what?
Out of there.
You know what? Younger Jeff probably would have. Well, I don't know about probably because I've never...
I think you had so much pent-up rage from what was going on at home that you might have.
I might have. It's not the competitiveness of winning or losing the game. It's the fact that the other person would want to lie to win a fucking casual fucking game. That's what fucking infuriates. I don't give a fuck about the goddamn game.
Jeff walks to the net and says to the guy, Bob, I want you to know you're a cunt.
You are a pickleball cunt.
And go fuck yourself.
Yes.
I'm not giving plantar fasciitis for this.
Acting after.
I'm not getting another fucking hip for this. Go fuck yourself. Did I tell you that I fell down in the driveway last week?
Sweet.
First time Saturday since I fucking got this hip replaced.
Fucking A.
That fucking ice, it's taking the garbage can out, or I was going to get the one can. And the fucking new neighbor across the street had just been to get their can out of there. I don't know if they saw me do it or not, but I'm all of a sudden I'm just laying up going, huh, sky's up there tonight, huh? Man. Yeah, it was all right, though. Anyway.
Did you fall on the bad hip or the...
No, I fell like straight square right down on my fucking ass cheeks, which are fat enough to fucking pat it.
You didn't hurt the driveway, did you?
Go fuck yourself. Out of work fucking bum. At least I've had money to get my hip fixed.
I got my hip fixed. It was 30 years ago, but I got it fixed. Yeah, I got mine fixed.
Yeah. No, I was all right. I mean, I took a leave for a couple of days because I was a little sore.
Did you go by any quick read?
Fucking neighbor yells over, I didn't know we got earthquakes around here. Go fuck yourself.
Shut up. Go to work, stupid. While I roll to the garage and try to stand up.
You know what? I had to crawl over to like the snow and get off the ice because I could not get any traction to get my fat ass off the ground. It's like, God damn, man. I am right out here in the middle of the neighborhood looking like a beached fucking whale. God.
I'd have given $100,000.
Go fuck yourself.
fucking.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Well.
Apparently the old doc did it right because everything's fine.
I'm glad you're okay.
Oh yeah.
If you weren't okay, we couldn't laugh about it.
Yeah,
I couldn't laugh about it.
Sure we could.
Friendly match turned into a kitchen showdown in Port Orange.
Somebody hit somebody with a pickleball paddle, hit somebody in the head.
The fight.
You're playing a game with old people with paddles. Somebody's going to get hit in the fucking head.
Fucking, I love everything about this story.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
I hope. Did everybody die? Tell me everybody died.
I would only hope that lightning struck the fucking court.
Left one player seriously injured on Sunday.
Hit one of our players in the face with a pickleball paddle.
Jesus
and it's
Christ.
Bleeding and swollen. And I'm not looking at him, but he's got blood all over his face.
This is the couple who were arrested and charged with battery.
You know you're being arrested for battery, right? Phone battery.
It all started when investigators say 63-year-old Anthony Sapienza insulted.
Oh, that was in bounds. Oh.
The ball's over here now. Your foot was over there, and the ball's over here now. I see why he's fucking.
Look, I'm only going to say this once. That fucking ball was in. And go fuck yourself.
As a retired made man who's reenacting the fucking scene from Goodfellas where he fucking really ought to pistol whip that guy half to death in the driveway. He was fucking standing over him with a pickleball and an old fucking Corvette or whatever that was. Just fucking pickleball paddling his fucking head in.
I noticed that you were holding your pickleball with your left hand, huh? Yeah. So your left hand, huh? Well, you think you could hold it with your right hand? Bam! Bring that fucking hammer down.
Fuck, we're going from Goodfellas to Casino with the same joke.
Oh, God. Yeah, I did, didn't I? I didn't even
realize opponent's
that.
Wife, which prompted a heated argument that turned into a fight. Deputies say Sapienza hit his opponent in the head with a paddle, causing his eye to split.
Hey, you fuck, I'll kill you.
I'll fucking kill you. Take every pickleball paddle in the fucking store.
I don't think it has anything to do with the sport of pickleball.
No.
It's more of an attitude thing.
You think so?
Oh.
You got a fucking old guinea over there that got pissed off about something.
Can God, I love that term, Ginny. God damn, that's fucking good.
Two terms I learned watching The Sopranos. Well, I mean, I knew them, but Ginny and Moulinon.
Moulinon, oh yeah. Ginny is the best. No,
Ginny is fucking great.
Fuck. Oh.
I don't care. What is it? What fucking Walt says to Tom Hagen? I don't care how many you greaseball dagos come out of the woodwork. I'm Irish German. Well, let me tell you something.
My McCrump friend.
My McCrump friend. That scene tears me up every fucking time. Oh. Well, let me tell you this, my Kraut Mick friend. And Hagen is just standing there fucking cool as a cucumber. Yeah. He even shakes his hand and goes, I'll tell you, I admire your pictures. Like, he walks away.
Late Robert Duvall.
Oh, yeah.
As a referee, people start cursing, getting mad, at the other guy.
Jeff.
And so we have to tell them, you stay over here, you stay over there.
Like
so,
fucking children.
I'd have fucking gotten... Well, you can't tase them because their pacemakers would have...
It would have tased you back.
Oh, boy. Woof.
Is it getting too hot in the kitchen?
It is not fun when you're playing against an aggressive player and they're hitting the shots to you, at you, body shots where they hit you. That's why the eyeglass...
Get some body shots for you, you old heifer.
Ugh. Manufacturers now are making a lot of protective eye gear.
Certified pickleball.
Protective eye gear.
Buddy, when you got to start wearing helmets for pickleball, you're taking it too far.
All ref, Robbie Walton's.
I just see him bounce a fucking ball off someone's head like John Candy in that fucking.
Oh, wait. Is it Summer Rental? Or no Great was, Outdoors. Great Outdoors.
Well, no, when he's playing bracket ball with Tom Hanks. Is it Splash?
Yeah, I think so.
He fucking hits it right off the pop right off his big just, fat fucking drunken head. Internet says it was Splash.
Okay.
1983. 83, buddy. I've been meaning to watch that doc about him.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
I got a sneaking suspicion I'd get a little pissy-eyed, though, at the end of that, I bet. Man, that scene at the end of the Mel Brooks doc where... Have you watched that
yet? I have not watched that yet, no.
So he used to go hang out with Carl Reiner. They'd go to this. He'd go to his house every day and fucking they'd eat together and watch Wheel of Fortune or whatever. And they get into this at the very end of the doc.
Yeah.
And after Carl Reiner died, Brooks would still go over there and make food and eat and watch TV by himself. I went, Jesus, fuck Christ. What the fuck are we doing? Yikes. Well,
you take the Tascam out to the cemetery and fucking just sit there and, you know. Record you show.
You die first. I'm moving in on Trixie. She knows where the money is.
Shit.
I'm going to have to die first because if you die before me, I'd be fucking... inconsolable. It could not be that.
As while videos of pickleball scuffles may go viral, most players are just there to have fun on the court. She told us she sees far more disagreements over line calls than actual fights and shared some advice.
That was in, you old cunt.
You want my glasses, you old fucking piece of shit.
Fucking imagine fighting.
Oh, my God. No, Jesus.
On how to keep the competition from boiling over.
So if you're playing pickleball.
How about grow up and realize that it's just fucking an old person's activity to keep you from fucking, keep your heart going one more goddamn fucking day. Jesus Christ, McEnroe, calm the fuck down.
Hey, Jimmy Connors, why don't you dial it back a minute?
Yeah, right, God. Fucking. Settle the fuck down. It's a leisure activity. Relax. God damn it. Why do people got to be such fucking pricks, man? Yeah,
buddy, it's everything now. Ah, it's just...
God. We got to win at everything.
God damn. This is why I look forward to jerking off to Ronda Rousey fights. This is why. I haven't been able to come for years.
I'm telling you, man, the loser in that whole fight is your fucking dick.
Yeah, it is going to take a beating. I got to jerk two out during the fight.
Oh, yeah.
Or else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You
know, yeah, it's got to be a five rounder.
Fucking half a man if you don't.
Yeah. I'm going to have to pull one out. I'm going to have to pull one out during the first round. and then just kind of fiddle with it. And then in the fifth round, I really got to furiously go for it. I know how my system, I you know, it's,
oh, yeah.
I know what has to happen here.
See, now I'm not going to be able to watch that because that's all I'm going to be thinking about is you watching it. And, you know, I can't have that in my head.
Buddy.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Someone, an opponent maybe gets upset. What do you do? What should you do?
Be an adult. I would, fucking walk away from the idiot.
Boy, oh boy. Is there anything from a dead start to you that you do recreationally you're willing to fight over?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Nope. You know, those fucking Italians are, though.
Oh.
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 MRF, I would say, hey, guys, let's just calm down for a minute. Let's figure it out what's going on.
Yeah, because rationalizing with them always works.
And you're banned for life, you dago child. Beat it.
Are you think he's serving wrong? If you think he stepped in the non-volley zone, let's just figure it out. Let's replay the point.
Let's just forget about it. Move the fuck on with our lives.
God damn.
We will fucking smack each other in the face with a pickleball paddle over, you know, a recreational fucking casual game. But yet we won't kick the fucking turkeys out of the way when they're in our fucking neighborhood bothering us. Well, we are so fucked up.
That video of that
of the
UPS driver secretly enrages me because what are we just kicking in his fucking beak?
Yep.
What are we doing?
Yep. What?
This guy's running from the turkeys.
Yeah. They're fucking turkeys, stupid. Every Thanksgiving... Not you like got one in the oven.
Not like it's a gorilla.
It's not a gorilla.
Kick it right in its fucking snout. What are we doing with our lives?
Fucking kick its beak off its face like Daffy Duck and get on with your fucking day, Brown. I got to get my fucking package here.
Brown.
God damn. What can Brown do for you? How about be a man and kick the fucking turkeys right in the fucking beak? And get my fucking package here. God damn it.
I got filament for a 3D printer coming today?
Oh, shit. I either got brewing supplies or fucking filament coming, and I fucking need it now. And if you can't fucking handle it, give it to the fucking Amazon guy next to you. They'll get it here.
Those fucking Amazon drivers are fucking, whoa. Man.
Those fuckers, they will stop. they will stop on I-94 in Gary in the fucking middle lane to drop a package off and not give a fuck.
They've got no compunction about stopping five lanes of traffic. Amazon drivers don't give a shit, man.
Nope.
It's wild.
Yep. Turn them flashers on. It's all good, baby. Listen, I got to stop here and deliver this because these people, these oldsters right here say they broke a pickleball paddle somewhere and they need a new one.
Overnight delivery for a fucking, took half an hour for this oldster to figure out how to fucking order it.
The other half of his pickleball's in some fucking dude's cheek.
That phenomenon has completely gone past me. Pickleball. And...
whatever, man.
I'm trying to think of the last hip thing that actually seemed attractive to me, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never been that hip, you know, because you know it's hip to be square, right?
Ooh. Boy, that's a bad song.
What?
Hip to be square.
No.
Huey Lewis?
It's hip to be square. I mean, how can you not like that? It's just like every other single fucking song that idiot recorded.
I will defend.
I do not like that song.
I will defend. Hip to be square is not nearly as bad
as
that song from Back to the Future. Power of Love.
Oh, Power of Love. Oh, that's a bad song.
I would sooner throw my own child to the wolves than, I mean, if I never hear that song again, it's too fucking soon. But I will defend Do You Believe in Love in court. I would defend that song.
Why? Really?
The harmonizing, man.
Like, yeah, I am fucking... All right, okay. I can give you that. Yeah.
Something about harmonies. I remember being really young and listening to Black Water by Doobie Brothers and the harmonies in that. I vividly remember listening to that 45.
That's why I like the Eagles so much.
Right.
You know,
right,
even
right.
Both iterations of the Eagles were. Boy, if this don't scream 80s, man. It's, holy shit.
Wow. 1982, buddy. Now, this I can do without. But when they start getting into the pre-chorus and the chorus and the harmonizing, I'm all in on this song.
You know what this sounds like? And I never realized it until just now. This has got a very fucking ELO feel to it with that hoping. Sorry, it's
oh.
Listen, go rewind that a little bit when they get into that. Just a looking for someone to meet, one woman who is looking for a man. Now I'm hoping that the feeling is very right. ELO feel to it. Wondering if you'll stay for the night. Here. So I'm coming. I don't want to be lonely, baby, please stay. Okay. I want to love you all over. All right. I'll give you that.
I will defend yeah. that in court.
Yep.
God, that's good.
I mean, listen, not a huge fan of their music, but they had it figured out, man. They were huge for a few years, man.
Enormous.
God damn.
So good.
Yeah.
That's about as good as four white guys are going to sound.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Good, like good that, that's it's not going to get much better than that. In 82, anyway. 72 might have been a different story. You had Humble Pie and all those, you know, but...
Have you ever seen that Eagles documentary where it starts off with the Joe Walsh version of them rehearsing Seven Bridges Road?
Oh, yeah.
In the back
oh,
room.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
Jesus
yeah, yeah.
Christ, man. What
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Get
yeah.
out of here.
I don't even think Huey's performance in this song is all that bad, to be honest with you. His yeah. voice grates me sometimes.
Yeah.
But. That is so good to me.
Yeah.
And I might be alone there, but I know someone who's still way into Huey Lewis.
Really?
Yeah. Buddy, like way into
Wow. Him. Huh. Celebrates her entire collection, huh? Yikes.
Zoinks, buddy.
So sorry to hear that.
What the fuck was that cat's name? Joe Walsh. You ever heard that Bob and Tom clip on Joe Walsh?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Okay, here.
Wow.
I'm not willing to fight you over that, but that's some good harmonizing there.
They've got quite the discography.
Who's they?
Huey Lewis and the News.
Yeah, right. But what, two hit records?
Well, no, but they just put a record out in 2020.
They did not.
Weather. The one before that in 2010, Soulsville.
Gross.
I didn't even know he, you know. Just because you wrote it don't mean you can play it.
That's right.
I find that a lot. Yeah, we dusted off James Dean, and it's got.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a great song.
Yeah, that's a good one. It rocks pretty good, but that was pre-Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go learn Bernie Ledden's parts.
Wow.
And boy, I see why they replaced him.
Jesus Christ.
You never heard that before?
I've never heard that. Holy shit, that's great. Boy, see why they replaced that fuck?
Boy.
God damn, that's cold, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I had to go learn Bernie Ledden's parts.
Wow.
And boy, I see why they replaced him.
Oh, wow.
Joe.
That's not nice.
No, that's not very nice.
Wow.
Now, do you have any of your old?
Oh,
I see where they replaced him.
Isn't that great?
Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell. I love
wow.
that.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. Man.
Former Kinston Little Caesars employee is facing multiple charges after police say he broke into the store and made pizzas for a profit on Sunday.
That fucking guy broke in, made pizzas, sold them.
This is an employee?
Well, former employee.
Well, yeah.
Closed up shop and left. It was a wrap.
Hey, I've got my pop-up pizza fucking store this weekend. Happens to be at the same place I work.
Oh, well, it was during the storms, and they were supposed to be closed.
Oh, my God.
So he went and opened and sold pizzas and then left.
Former sold them for cash?
Pocketed the money and then left, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's beautiful.
Kinston Little Caesars employee is facing multiple charges after police say he broke into the store and made pizzas for a profit on Sunday. Kinston's police chief Keith Goyette tells WITN 41-year-old Jonathan Hackett broke into the food chain on Vernon Avenue, made pizzas, and sold them, pocketing $50 before.
Oh, 50 bucks. 50
bucks. Yeah, this dude, come on, man.
It was definitely a drug thing.
Yeah.
There's nothing motivates you for 50 bucks like that.
Locking up for the night. Goyette says when
then he walked up, he made 50 bucks. Don't forget his rocks.
Yep, yeah,
he
exactly.
fucking locked up and went home. Yep, I love
out
it.
Of here.
Hackett went to enter the store again on the same day. Employees were there and tried to stop Hackett from coming inside, which led to a flight.
So he went back to make more pizza to earn more money, and then there were people there.
Well, you know, them drugs he bought didn't last him all weekend like he thought.
Hackett was taken.
It's like an 8-ball. 8-ball never lasts a weekend. You always buy an 8-ball for a weekend, but it never fucking.
Let's get an 8-ball. It'll last us all weekend.
Uh-huh.
Into UNC Lenoir Healthcare for.
I don't like cocaine, but I sure like the way it smells, ladies and gentlemen.
Get no kick from cocaine. Oh, no, champagne.
Hacking it up here on TGI.
Huey Lewis and the News put out an album in 1994 called
Finished in the Business?
Four Chords and Several Years Ago.
That's pretty good. That's a good title.
Injuries from the fight before being taken to the Lenoir County Jail.
It was very strange. You know, it's nothing I've ever heard of. It's nothing that we've ever seen, you know, in my 26 years of law enforcement here in Kinston. So this was a head-scratcher and a first for us.
What's to scratch your head about there, Kojak? Huh? Is it still a mystery? You need Fred and Daphne to figure this one out for you?
Did you get my text that YouTube has a copy of that movie?
I did, yes.
Jeff, that trailer you sent me.
Yeah, does it do it justice? Yeah.
No, I haven't watched it. But we ought to watch it together. And
I bet you we don't make it 15 minutes. What was it called? The Killing?
Killing Affair or something.
Yeah, The
like
Killing
that.
Affair. Yeah.
Oh.
With OJ.
OJ
and a white blonde woman. Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently OJ's married and starts to bang some white trim.
Huh.
And his wife, buddy, we've got a video store.
Yeah,
this
I think
movie.
We do. I think we do.
Oh.
Get as far as we can for an hour or so and then make a second part if we need to. But
I made 36 minutes into that Paul Lynde Halloween special you sent me. But by minute 25, I was looking for a strong beam in the attic. I'll tell you that.
It's bad.
But is it
I
bad?
Watched like 5 minutes or
is
so.
Is it oh.
Just hack joke after hack joke.
The hackery knows no bounds. In the Paul Lynde Halloween special. It is something. And the funniest thing about it was, I watched 36 of the 50 minutes or whatever it was. The funniest thing about it is, twice in that 36 minutes, they've got Paul Lynde set up in very heterosexual situations.
Of course, because they were trying to.
And Buddy, but the bloom was off the rose, and so who didn't know?
Yeah.
Same old women who didn't know about, you know, Liberace, I bet, you know, didn't know about fucking Paul Lynde, really.
What about Liberace?
His breath must have smelled like fucking bleach.
Was he gay?
Was he gay? Oof. I am fascinated, mildly fascinated by the 1970s era variety specials.
Yeah.
You know, that they would.
Boy, they were huge, just, man. Everybody had one.
Three networks on it, you know.
People either did like a one-off variety special, or you had the Brady's had Sonny their variety show. The Sonny and
Brady's
Cher
had one.
The Mandrell, remember the Mandrell sisters had that one. Barbara in the 80s, early 80s.
Who was the other? Barbara. And
Barbara, Louise. And Barbara Mandrell, Louise Mandrell, and Cindy. I don't know. That was Brady Bunch.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We have the opportunity to walk out of here a little bit earlier than normal. Kind of go out.
Is that it?
And kind of go. Now, there's some other stuff in here, but I don't know that it's worth tackling, to be honest with you. I've got special underwear that helps scientists discover that we fart twice as much as they thought we did.
Okay. They could have come over here and got some of mine out of the hamper anytime they wanted. Oh, fart, not shit your pants.
Boy, I almost fucking...
Huh?
I was fucking laying in bed yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And I get up 2-3 o'clock.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll bump around till 6 or 7. There's people who might text me in the morning, like you. And
yeah.
I got a text today from a kid I used to work with about 10 minutes to 7.
Okay.
So I look, you know, so I can still look kind of responsible. You know, I'm answering early texts. You know, I'm conversing.
Right.
Then I go back to bed about 8 or 9.
Stay in rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you, slave hours, I'm not getting up. So I was yesterday morning in bed texting my brother about something, and I farted, and it was one of those things where I had to immediately flip onto my stomach to make sure I didn't get anything on the fitting sheet, because it was wet.
Gross.
It's not half as gross as what I'm about to tell you.
Oh, God.
So I'm texting Cool Hand. I'm texting brother Cool Hand, and I get to standing up, and I look back, and the fitting sheet is clean, beautiful.
Okay.
I dodged that bullet, but as I'm walking to the bathroom to take my shit, down the back of my leg.
Oh no!
Oh yeah, bud. Yeah. It was a Tennessee Valley Authority Reclamation Project going on with my asshole.
Mudslide.
Mudslide.
Shoot, God.
It was such a mudslide that fucking Stevie Nicks was going to sing about it.
Well, the mudslide went down my leg. I sent you the clip where somebody changed that word. Yeah. This whole thing's about landslides. God damn, that made me laugh so much. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the mudslide.
It's like, well, this is going to be a shower. There's no getting out of this.
Yeah, nope.
There ain't no getting out of this one. We're going to have to power wash the fucking toilet bowl or the fucking toilet seat and everything. It was embarrassing.
Nice. Sicko.
Well, the night before, I had eaten one bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios.
Does that do it for you?
And apparently, Honey Nut Cheerios puts in motion a cycle of events that cannot be stopped.
All that fiber you rarely get.
Nothing solid
coming
out of
the... Colon doesn't know how to react.
Nothing solid coming out of the back end of that one, buddy. It was a horror show. What?
All these dumb motherfuckers walking around outside. Do they think it's fucking summertime or something? Go back to your homes.
Check local listings. It was 65, as I said earlier today. Oof. Wow. So good. What is it now?
64, according to my watch.
Your Wonder Watch?
My Wonder Watch.
That's really, really, really going to stink.
You fucking Scumbag. All right.
No. You would have wanted me to use half the can on that one. Trust me. It was bad.
Oh, man.
What a paper peeling. I want to reducing.
Ew.
Okay, in the future, I'll just let the fart get to you then, because that one was bad.
No, it's buddy,
where was I at when I was? I texted you. Oh, I was in Costco last week, and I was in the dairy area getting a gallon of milk, and I'm like, I really had a huge fart built. Like I knew, and I go, man, I want to crop dust this woman right here. I texted Jeff and I go, man, I can't tell you how bad I want to crop dust this woman in the fucking.
So, did you do it?
No.
So, when I bowl on Monday nights, bowling alley's pretty full.
Okay.
And, of course, there are people that bring their fucking kids, you know. And these little fucking rugrats are fucking running around, and I crop dust those motherfuckers all the time. Fuck you, you little shit. If you're going to run around and scream and yell and bug me, you're getting a fucking fart right in the face.
You ever seen any of them fall off?
Yep.
like a fucking,
they hit a fucking invisible fish line.
Like an insect that gets the zapper?
Yep.
You ever see one fall off?
See more little kids stop and fucking look around. Like, good. Fuck you. Childish idiot.
Oh, I love the idea of you cropped us.
Oh, fuck those
fucking
kids, man.
Toddlers.
Yeah, you're gonna fucking run around and scream and bug me.
Jeff has four kids. It's not like Jeff comes into this with zero experience with kids. He's got four of them.
I fucking hate kids, man.
I just would love to see you cry. I'm going to come some night and just sit and watch you.
I had to tell one of the bowlers from one of the teams, and, you know, we're new. Our team is new to this league this year. It's the first time we've bowled at this place. And... guy come up selling fucking raffle tickets for his church, and I, you want to buy one? I said, I don't buy stuff from churches. I did. I told him I don't buy stuff from churches.
Good.
Oh. Oh, okay. Like, he was surprised. I'm like, I'm standing there like, please ask me why. He didn't. Uh-huh. I said, please ask me why, so I can fucking tell you what I think of your stupid fucking church.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fucking hell.
Girl Scouts were there selling cookies, too, and I don't buy from them either.
Why is that? Why is that?
Number one, I don't need the fucking cookies, because I'll eat the fucking box. Yeah. I will. I'll eat the whole fucking box.
Well, now they got five cookies in the whole box now. Not like it was 10 years ago.
And that's the other big problem is the price keeps going up, and the count of the cookies and the size of them keeps going the fuck down.
Yeah.
And number two is I don't like the idea. Now, there's parents there with them, but I don't like the idea of sending kids loose in a fucking bowling alley where there's drunken idiots running around selling cookies. The Boy Scouts selling their fucking popcorn at the hardware store when I go. Get the fuck out of my face. I'm just here to buy some screws. I don't want your $20 bag of 4 ounces of fucking popcorn. Go fuck yourself.
I will say.
Be nicer to the gays, Boy Scouts, and I'll fucking buy something from you.
Buddy. They could stand out in front of a restaurant or a fucking supermarket and advocate American communism, and I wouldn't give a damn. I'm fat. Food wins. I don't give a damn what they're trying to fucking sell me. Fuck off.
No, but it's so expensive.
I know
that.
And you're
getting nothing.
No, I understand.
God damn. You know those Girl Scouts back in the day when that... the whole thing started. They used to bake those cookies themselves.
Yeah, they were sexy back then.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably the reason the Girl Scouts don't come up and ask me anymore if I want to buy them is I said, if I buy one of those, do I get a Girl Scout too?
All right, Jeffrey Epstein, relax. Yeah, I just, you know, people got mad at, every now and then someone gets mad at some restaurant, you know, Chick-fil-A or Cracker Barrel. So I don't give a shit.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. I will eat Chick-fil-A all day.
I don't
fucking
give
long.
A damn what they're, again, they could stand out front and sing high on me as I walk in the fucking restaurant. Can I have some pancakes? Good. I'm fat. Food wins. I don't give a fuck what you're, I don't care what your founder believed in. I don't give a shit. Who cares? Give me empty calories.
Dude, that fucking Chick-fil-A mac and cheese.
I've not had that. Is that good?
Oh.
Is it really?
Jesus Christ. Yeah. You have the mac and cheese, I'll listen to Back in Black, all right?
Mm.
Man. Those nuggets and that mac and cheese. Mm. God damn.
I'm a sucker for that chicken biscuit in the morning, too. They got a chicken biscuit that...
You know, I've never cared for the biscuit breakfast sandwiches. Mm. Biscuits, I like biscuits, but then it's just too dry.
Mm.
Give me a fucking sausage McMuffin with egg. Or go to Big B and get the fucking bagel.
What's a bagel?
It's just a bagel with sausage and egg and cheese, little fucking schmear of cream cheese.
Schmear?
Fucking girl always comes on. Do you want cream cheese on both bagels? Are you fucking kidding me? Turn your camera on and look at my fat ass. Do you think that I'm going to turn down an extra schmear of fucking cream cheese, honey? No. So slather it on there.
That's right.
God. And pour me a cup of Joe.
That's what I'm saying. If you like if I go to Chick-fil-A and I get...
Why do you call it? It's Chick-fil-A. It's not chicken filet. God damn it. It's about time we had this conversation.
It's a reference to a very old video that I couldn't find.
Is that the waffle fries?
Yes.
For free?
Yes.
Okay, that's all right. That's what I thought.
I probably couldn't find that video if you gave me $1,000 right now.
Well, that's the old YouTube days right
there.
Oh,
yeah.
Waffle fries.
Waffle fries. For free.
Chicken filet. It sounds so weird every time you do it.
Well, I still call it McDonald's, too.
Oh, I say McDonald's. Going to the McDonald's.
Let's see if I can find the waffle freeze for fries. There it is. You know what?
Did you find it?
I did.
Wow.
The next day, we went to Chick-fil-A. It's a place in the mall.
It's a place in the mall.
When I got there, I was like, bitch, where all these people out here? She said, well, it's the mall. I was like, whatever, bitch. Give me a chicken sandwich and some waffle fries.
The best part is the guy breaks character and they don't cut him out. That's the best part of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was at the Chick-fil-A at the mall.
The next day, we went to Chick-fil-A. Some place in the mall. When I got there, I was like, bitch, where all these people out here? She said, well, it's the mall. I was like, whatever, bitch. Give me a chicken sandwich and some waffle fries. I was like, bitch. She said, what you gonna have to eat? I was like, go up there and just give me a chicken sandwich with some waffle fries. Maybe a Coke to drink or something.
She said, like, kind of nice about that at least.
She said, what you gonna get? I was like, bitch, walk to the counter.
Bitch.
Tell a nigga I want a chicken sandwich and some waffle fries for free.
I mean, to tell you, I walked around for 15 years saying waffle fries for free.
Yeah, I remember that. That was big.
But I still call it Chick-fil-A, and I have no idea how old this video is. But I still call it Chick-fil-A. 2011, this says. Waffle fries.
For free.
Yeah. I could be walking into Chick-fil-A, and they could hand me a copy of Mein Kampf, and I wouldn't give a shit. I don't care. Let's go home.
Fuck, it's 6 o'clock.
I know. Well, we fiddle fucked away the last 14 minutes, didn't
Jesus
we?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Woo. Chris Hansen stuff next week.
Oh, right on.
The pleasure has been all ours. Yes. This is TGO Radio.